Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. I'm sure you've heard of organizations like Habitat for Humanity or Tunnel to Towers or Wounded Warriors, or other similar organizations who provide housing for those who are in need. These organizations are funded by the generosity of those who have the means to help, and the help is directed at those who would not be able to provide for themselves, either due to physical limitations or financial limitations or some other type of limitation that would make a home impossible for the recipient to have on their own. It's the same when we donate to a food pantry because there are those who could not provide food for themselves, or any other type of fundraiser or telethon because people are trying to get what they cannot get on their own. And others are trying to provide for them because they can help provide that. So others need to help step in and fill that need. You know, helping those who could otherwise not help themselves, that is a picture of grace in action. And as we've been making our way through the book of Romans, we know the Apostle Paul's habit in his writing of sharing the bad news before the good news. Last week we read of the bad news that none of us is righteous, that all of us have sinned. None of us as sinners can get to heaven and stand before a perfect God. No amount of obedience to God's laws could ever make up for our sins and declare us sinless. So, our perfect God was the only one who could help those, meaning all of us, who could not otherwise help ourselves. Paul writes about this in Romans 3, starting in verse 21. He writes, "But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." You know, God couldn't call on other people to donate to the cause of our sinfulness. He couldn't call for a telethon or a fundraiser for our sinfulness, because anybody donating would be sinners also. We're all sinners. That's just ridiculous to even consider. But He couldn't ask anyone to help our sinfulness. The only way was through a perfect, sinless one. So God became Emmanuel, God with us in the form of Jesus. Jesus was the only and is the only sinless one who could take our sins and make it like none of them had ever happened. It's called justification. Not because we deserved it or earned it or paid for it. There's nothing we nor anyone could ever do to wash away our sins. Only the sacrifice of the perfect sinless Savior, who provided what we could never provide for ourselves, a perfect sacrifice to atone for our sins. Once Jesus paid for our sins on the cross, and once we believed in Him as God's Son and Savior, it was as if we had never sinned. It was God who made a way where there was no way, through Christ. Max Lucado, the author of the book In the Grip of Grace, writes this. Starting on page 60, he writes, "But Paul announces that God has a way. Where man fails, God excels. Salvation comes from heaven downward, not earth upward." He goes on to write, "On the basis of this point alone, Christianity is set apart from any other religion in the world. No other system, ideology, or religion proclaims a free forgiveness and a new life to those who've done nothing to deserve it, but deserve judgment instead. He goes on to write, to quote John MacArthur, as far as the way of salvation is concerned, there are only two religions the world has ever known or will ever know. The religion of divine accomplishment, which is biblical Christianity, and the religion of human achievement, which includes all other kinds of religion by whatever names they may go under. Every other approach to God is a bartering system, he writes. If I do this, God will do that. I'm either saved by works, meaning what I do, or emotions, by what I experience, or knowledge, by what I know. But by contrast, Christianity has no whiff of negotiation at all. Man is not the negotiator. Indeed, man has no grounds from which to negotiate. Unique to Christianity alone, yes, God has made a way by grace through faith in Christ for our sins to be punished and for us to be with God in heaven, both. Max Lucado writes this on page 64 of his book. He writes, the perfect record of Jesus was given to you, and your imperfect record was given to Christ. Jesus was not guilty, but he suffered for those who are guilty to bring you to God, as written in 1 Peter 3:18. As a result, God's holiness is honored, and his children are forgiven. The author goes on to write, rather than dismiss our sin, he assumes our sin and incredibly sentences himself. God's holiness is honored. Our sin is punished, and we are redeemed. God is still God. The wages of sin is still death, and we are made perfect. That's right, perfect. Hebrews 10:14 says, with one sacrifice, he made perfect forever those who are being made holy. God justifies, makes perfect, and then he sanctifies, makes holy. We have a sin debt that there is no way we can pay. But God made a way to pay our debt in full through Christ's sacrifice. As Paul would later write in Colossians 2:14, he canceled the debt, which listed all the rules we failed to follow. He took that record with its rules and nailed it to the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. How grateful we are for this free gift from God, a debt paid in full that we could never pay. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.